So they're about to get on a flight down to Wellington. TJ Perenara joins us off the bench last night, following on from Aaron Smith, who I thought was superb. TJ, afternoon to you. Before we get on to the match itself, 30 points to 15, congratulations. Have you experienced anything like that? The experience, the atmosphere of the fans last night when you were sidelined waiting to come on?
No, it was pretty special, actually. Yeah. Even when we were running out there for warm-up and stuff like that, just to see, I guess, how many people weren't here to support us. It was unusual, especially for a home game, you know, and you could hear the call of the Lions and that quite a bit. So it was special to be around there.
Okay, TJ, the thing about this team, which I love, you lose Ryan Crotty to a hammy, you lose Ben Smith to a head knock, you adapt, Beauden Barrett goes back to fullback, Aaron Cruden comes on. What I love about this team, and you guys just seem to always be able to do it, whatever is put in front of you, you deal with it.
Yeah, it's something that we try to pride ourselves on, that regardless of the situation, that we can make some good out of it, and we don't want anyone to go down for our team or get injured and stuff like that. But the reality is that happens in this game, and I think the boys who went out there, they did a superb job. Baz went to the back, he carried hard a few times. Anton came on and he made a big impact on the game as well. So we never know what's going to happen within those 80 minutes. So about whatever it does, we've got to back ourselves to make good of any situation.
TJ, did it surprise you just a tad the way the Lions came at you guys early on, i.e. when they ran it from their own 22 and they scored that incredible try?
We know the threats that they do have in the backfield. We knew that they wanted a box kick a little bit like that and get to set piece a bit. But we know if we kick poorly or if we don't chase well, the threats that they have in their backline, they can carve most teams up, and they showed it. We were a little bit disjointed in one of our kick chases, and they made us pay for it. So it's something that we need to work on going forward in the series.
TJ, it's a question I've been asking a lot of people this afternoon. Did it feel like to you, with 4 minutes to go, it was a 22-point ball game? Because that sounds unbelievably convincing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it didn't. When I was out on the field, it still felt, you know, like it was only a couple of points within the game. Both teams were still going at it. There was a lot of intent and everything that the boys were doing. So we knew we were in for a big test match, and regardless of what the score was, both teams were going at it, you know, with no holds barred. So it was cool to be a part of.
The great thing about it, though, TJ, is you guys, we know this, you'll get better next weekend.
Well, that's the plan. We expect to grow and to adapt, and we've seen a little bit of what the Lions have done, but they've seen a little bit of what we've done now too. So they'll grow, they'll adapt, and they'll get better too. So we need to make sure that we do that a little bit better than they do.
TJ Perenara with us. TJ, what is it about this coach of yours and the selection panel that seemed to just pick the right guys at the right time? I.e., there was a lot of, I guess, people saying, wow, Rico Ioane ahead of Julian Savea and Waisaki Naholo, who have both been great this year. Put Rico in there, 20 years old, against the Lions, and look what he does. Boom.
Yeah, they're very good at what they do. They've got a huge winning percentage, and there's a reason why they do that. I think Rick's played awesome. He went out there and he focused on what he does well, and he did it to the best of his ability. You know, when he's in a little bit of space, he's very hard to stop. So that's what we just try to do for him. Just let him focus on his game. When he gets the ball, trust his instincts, and everything else will take care of itself.
Here's a question for you, TJ Perenara. Who would win a straight out sprint? Would it be Bodie or Rico?
Oh
yeah,
I reckon Bodie would have him over 50. I think Reeks gets it over 100 though.
Yeah, it's amazing. The other one as well. Yeah. What about your skipper last night? Hasn't played for how many weeks? Broken thumb, 77 minutes. There was a moment when he set up that try for Rico, and you may have not seen this because you're probably on the field at the time, but he did this massive fist pump. He was immense for you guys last night.
Yeah, he was special. Someone who hasn't played in a few weeks to come out there and have a performance like that against the British and Irish Lions in his first game back, you can't ask much more from your skipper, and it makes it easy to follow someone like that, you know.
What was it like post-match on the back of that performance, TJ? Because there's just been such a massive, massive build-up for the series.
Yeah, we're definitely happy that we got the win, but we're realistic that we know it's just a start, and we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We celebrated with our families a little bit last night, but it wasn't anything massive. We know we've got another job to do down in Wellington before we secure a series, and if we don't get it done down there, then we know we got our hands full. So the boys are, like I said, happy about the result, but realistic that it's only a start.
Big week for your home city, of course, Hurricanes on Tuesday night. So confirmation, we've got Julian, we've got Geordie, we've got Nani Lamapi, and we've got Via Fafita as well, all playing for the Canes on Tuesday night. That is brilliant news for the home fans on Tuesday night, for the Canes on Tuesday night.
Yeah, the boys will be pumped to get out there and represent the Canes youth. It would have been awesome to get out there alongside with them. And I think fans will be, they'll be pumped, and they'll be looking forward to a few of the boys getting out there and having a run.
Yeah, the other thing about it as well, TJ, talking with Foxy earlier this afternoon, he mentioned to me that there is a potential here that, look, they may change things up. These guys could play their way into the test team, i.e. it's unlikely Ryan's going to play with next week. We don't know what's going to happen with Bender's head knock here. So Geordie could play his way into the team on Tuesday night.
Well, yeah, exactly right. The boys have got a lot to play for, and I think they'll be looking forward to getting out there.